Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Dr. Glovina Williams, and I want to welcome you to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'm happy that you've joined me today, and I want to remind you to continue to step out on faith. I want to remind you that even though sometimes it doesn't look as clear as we would like for it to look, that's where your faith kicks in. That's where you step out on faith. That's where you really believe that what I've planned for, what I've believed for, what I have spoken is now going to come to pass, and I'm going to step out on faith. Often we don't step out on faith because sometimes we doubt our purpose or we can lack clarity. Sometimes it's the precision of purpose that we lack. But if you take on the challenge and just ask yourself, what is my purpose? Sometimes this comes through fasting. In other words, denying ourselves from perhaps food or social media or television or something like that. But we can reflectively ask, what is my purpose? And then we can go deeper. What am I called to do? Why am I on this planet? Why am I here? And then it can be very revealing if we ask ourselves, this goes deeper. What do I believe is preventing me from moving forward? And what have I set aside because it didn't happen the first time I tried? What have I set aside because the first door that I went to, it was closed? What have I set aside because I received a no? There used to be a saying that get all your no's out of the way because your next is a yes. So sometimes we do have to get all of our no's out of the way. Yeah, all the no's is no for this, no for that. And we just keep moving forward. And then we get a yes. We get to the open door. And sometimes, you know, I like to add this. We can stand at a closed door for so long. Often, and this is just a figure of speech, God has moved on. And there we are still standing for the closed door, shaking, rattling, when God is telling us it's time to move on. Don't be afraid to move on. Yeah, today, you know, we're going to talk about the countdown. I thought about, you know, what the countdown. You know, sometimes when there's a race, they have a countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I can remember when I was counting down to retirement. Yeah, many of you know I'm retired from the Pentagon. I did a countdown. Oh, I have 3 more years. I have 2 more years. And I tell you, military personnel, they're infinite for the countdown. They can give you how many months, days, and sometimes even hours, and even an old dark 30, you know, of when they're going to retire. Sometimes the countdown is for retirement. Sometimes there's a countdown to a wedding, a great event, the birth of a child. I think I mentioned the countdown at a race, 5, 4, 3, 2, and then, you know, they take off. even not just a physical athletic race, but how about a countdown even to presidential elections? Often in a countdown, we use weeks and days, hours, minutes, even the seconds. The seconds reminds me of the countdown to the new year. Yeah. And it's usually in reverse. The countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's awesome. But whatever your countdown is, whatever you are counting down, you know, whatever the occasion is, whatever it is that you're moving toward and you're believing God for success of the countdown, honestly, my beloveds, there's also the countdown for, just a minute. There's also the countdown for what God has already declared. Isaiah 46:10. He says, I make known the end from the beginning. He says, even from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand and I will do all that I please. I was going through a very tumultuous time in my life. I was a bit depressed, didn't know which way to turn, had a tremendous amount of responsibility that I felt on my shoulders, that I felt that I had to carry. But someone was kind enough to say to me, because, you know, we can be bogged down with the cares of the world and more concerned about the countdown. What's going to happen when 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fill in the blank. What's going to happen when 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fill in the blanks. But I was so concerned and overly concerned to the point of worry. But a very wise man spoke to me and he said, Glovina, the end is declared from the beginning. It's amazing what a simple prophetic word from God can shift the atmosphere, can shift our thinking. Listen at the New Living Translation of Isaiah 46:10. Only I can tell you the future before it happens. Everything I plan will come to pass. For I do whatever I wish. Listen to the English Standard Version. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose. Listen to the Berean Standard Bible. I declare the end from the beginning. And that's what was spoken to me during a time of, I could even say, mental anguish. I didn't know which way to turn, how things would turn out. That's the countdown. How are things going to turn out? And the end is declared from the beginning. So whatever it is we're counting down to, the end has been declared from the beginning. We can hold on to that promise. We can hold on to that declaration because I believe, I really do believe that we are in a preparation stage, the countdown, my beloveds. We're in a preparation stage where we are going to go higher in the months to come, and I believe it will continue into some years to come. Things may look a bit uneasy and unsettling in so many areas right now. I'm not giving you a false narrative to say that you won't have any struggles or challenges. But I read this morning where even in times of challenges, we're being strengthened. This is why you can say, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. And as Joseph said in the book of Genesis in the Holy Bible, what you may have meant for evil, God has taken it and turned it around for my good. And not only shall, I'm adding this, and not only shall you prosper, but everyone connected to you will prosper. We, I believe, even though we will face some challenging times, and even though we may feel like we won't make it through, you will make it through, because the end has been declared from the beginning, and God's plans for you are good. It's interesting. It's a way of planning. It's a way of being strategic when we know the will of God for our lives. It is strategic. In other words, we can map out a plan. And it's simple, the countdown. It's very simple. It really is not difficult. The difficult part comes in sticking to the plan. Yeah, we talked about that already. Sticking to the plan. You know, in John chapter 10, verse 10, there's a hint of how we can recognize when we're putting our focus on the wrong thing and we're not sticking to the plan, so that as the countdown is counting down, we are accomplishing what we should be accomplishing. Listen, the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and destroy. When you find that you're losing unnecessarily, because some things need to be, we need to lose or consciously let go. You know, when the shaking starts, let go. Don't try to hold on to fallen fruit. Don't try to hold on to relationships that have not been healthy or productive for you or the other person. But the thief comes to only steal, kill, and destroy. But God says, I have come, Jesus says, that they may have life and have it to the full, have it more abundantly. He's the good shepherd. Psalms 23 says, you shall not lack any good thing. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not lack any good thing. It is your birthright, my beloveds, to progress. And some individuals, they don't want to accept this. But if you can accept it, that God meant for you to be fruitful and to multiply and to take dominion, to ascend, to rise, to climb, to soar, to go higher, to come up, to be prosperous. And that includes in your health. The prosperity is also your relationships. It includes the wealth of finances. That you flourish, that you thrive, not just survive, but that you thrive. That you abound, that you're able to be successful in the things that you set out to do. It's your birthright to do well. And doing well doesn't mean that we don't have obstacles. That's a fairy tale. But the realness of life is that even through the challenges and through the struggles, we grow, we get stronger, we persevere, we don't give up. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. Even if you stumble and fall, get up, get back up. Don't stay down. What happens when we stay down is that we give others, the enemies, the opportunities to walk over us. Get back up, get back in the race. The countdown, get back in the race. It's your spiritual birthright to achieve, to ascend, to accomplish some things. Yeah. God meant for you to know 100% victory, not 99, as the old folks used to say, 99 and a half. 100% victory. I think it was the infamous Morris Sorello that I heard say that. 100% victory. And we can look to Jesus Yes, we can. As an ultimate example, he had internal wealth as well as external. Oh, I know the song. He didn't have anywhere to lay his head. He didn't this because he didn't have to. He could manifest on demand. He wanted to feed thousands of people, and it's recorded twice. Once where he fed a multitude of 4,000, not counting women and children. And on another occasion, he fed 5,000 people. Imagine if you gave a banquet and 5,000 people showed up. Yeah, and it happens. There are people that have fed over 1 million people. But Jesus had an internal wealth that he could demonstrate externally. He was able to feed. He was able to multiply the fish and the bread. He was able to do this. Yeah. Internal and external wealth. Remember, he turned H2O to the finest wine at a wedding. He took water and turned it to wine. He raised the dead to life. He took money from a fish's mouth to pay his taxes. He did these things. I'm chuckling because there's an ascension that's coming for us. Even an ascension in this area, being able to forgive those who have wronged you. The countdown. What is it that, say, let's give this example, 2.5 months from now. I said 2.5 months. Let's say 6 weeks from now. No, not 6 weeks. That would be about 10 weeks. Let's say 10 weeks from now. There are some things that you don't want to take into that new phase of the calendar. So as you're ascending, there's a countdown. There's a launch being prepared. There are things that you need to wrap up, tidy up before you launch. Are you following me, my beloveds? Yeah. There are some things that need to be wrapped up. There are some things that you don't need to take past the 10-week period. Why? Because they need to be done. That may cause for us doing something very practical as making a list. Uh-huh, you thought it was going to be deep. I make lists all the time. That's how I get things accomplished. And sometimes I don't even complete my whole list. But at least I have a map and I have a date assigned, which is the countdown. Having a strategic plan. Even in this strategic plan, I want to share this with you. There are some conversations that you probably need to have within the next 10 weeks. Some difficult conversations, but some honest and open conversations. Put those names on your list as well. Maybe there's someone that you need to apologize to. That's also ascension. That's also going to a higher level. Remember, the Father, Jesus asked the Father to even forgive those who arranged and carried out his crucifixion. And yet he went higher. And yet he ascended. An ascension. And a person may never come to you to apologize. But this does not negate the fact that you know the truth, yes. You know indeed you were wronged. But your role and your part is to search yourself and forgive. Yes. Are you listening to me today? The countdown. Let's just take a 10-week period. What is it that I need to tie up? What loose ends? Some of them are big. Some are huge. Some of you may have the money to pay off some bills, but you've been holding on to it for various reasons. Sometimes it's just we can have a poverty mentality. We think that, you know, we can't afford to even do the things that we can do. Listen, I experienced it a few weeks ago. I was out shopping with my son, and I kept going back and forth. Should I get this? Should I get that? And it was nothing big, mind you. He said, "Mom, do you have the money for it?" And I said, "Yes." We were just out shopping. He said, "Then get it." Not a matter of greed we're talking here. But there are some things that you can do because you do have the financial resources. It may be on your list, the countdown. Make your doctor appointments. Your appointment may not be until next year. My appointment isn't until January. But I have my appointments in place. Your dental appointments. I know this may not be the heavy stuff. But these are the sustainable things that need to be done and need to be taken care of. Why? So that we can ascend in several areas of our life. So we can increase. Yeah. Some of you may be going on a vacation. You may be planning to be married. The countdown. What can you get done within the next 10 weeks? Do what I call a data dump. When I make a list, I call it my TDL, my to-do list. I write everything down. I don't care how small it is. I write it down. And then I go through that list and I prioritize. And I put next to it, for example, I have my own little system, my own symbols. If it's personal, I put a P next to it. If it's regarding my family, I put an F next to it. If it's regarding ministry, I put an M next to it. If it's regarding the house, I put an H. You know, this is pretty simple. If it's regarding the automobile, I actually put C next to it, just for car. And then I go through and I separate them. First, I did a data dump. I wrote everything down. And then I go through them and I prioritize them. I put them in categories. I categorize them. Then I make the separate list. Sounds like a lot, but it's the upfront work for the countdown. We don't want to take some unnecessary things into something that's brand new. Some things will overlap. Like I said, my doctor's appointment won't be maybe until January. But I've made that appointment. God intended for you to ascend, even in the area of forgiveness. He intended for you to ascend, even in the area of your health, your happiness, your spiritual wisdom, your knowledge and your understanding, in your relationships. Yeah. Wow. The countdown. I just really today wanted to give you something to think about because I'm thinking about these things. I talk to a lot of people, and I want you to know that I have people that I'm accountable to. I have people that I believe are further ahead in areas than I am. And I talk with them and I share with them and I seek their advice and counsel. And I serve them. Yes, I do. Yeah. And the advice that they give me, according to the Word of God, I follow it. And most times it's prosperous. Prosperous meaning that it goes in the right direction and it takes me where God wants me to go. Yeah. Wow. So let's get the right attitude about the countdown. Give yourself some time frames. I don't like to say deadlines. Give yourself some time frames have the right attitude about it, have the right feeling about it, and even have the right attitude and feeling toward your financial matters. You may want to begin to tithe. Maybe you had planned on tithing and you didn't tithe. Well, why don't you write in one of your countdowns that you're going to give, like, I call it, you know, don't hold my feet to the fire on this. These are just how I often get things accomplished, important and paramount to me moving forward in the call that is upon my life and the purpose that God has placed in my life. You can give a trespass offering. What do you mean by that? Maybe you've been wanting to tithe and you haven't, or just set an amount. Give that amount and then start fresh with your tithing. 10%. That's all. A dime out of every dollar. Some people say, well, I'm going to tithe when I get $1 million. How about tithing when you get $1, a dime from, I'm not fussing at anyone, trust me, we're all growing. And so have the right attitude, have the right heart toward your financial matters. Set your heart to begin to strengthen your natural body. Have the right heart to begin to read the Word of God. Listen to God, developing your prayer life. Oh, so many of you that I know are doing that right now. Oh, I'm serious. So many of you I know that are strengthening your prayer life, reading the Word of God, acquiring the knowledge to move forward. Set some dates for some things. Do a countdown, 5, 4, 2, 3, 1. I'm going to have this done by this time, by this date. And begin to refocus on who you can help. What person is less fortunate? Yeah. Choose an area where you're going to begin to plant. Yeah. And parents, help assist your children to get a good, healthy attitude toward life. Teach them to respect themselves and to respect others. If I can share, as we're moving toward the end of this podcast today, this evening, wherever you are, when I was growing up, my mother taught us a lot of valuable lessons, and many of them I live by today. It has cost me something sometimes, but in the long run, it has worked out very well. My mother used to say to us, if someone disrespects you, don't disrespect them. Yeah. If I can use an old school term, if somebody cusses you out, don't you curse them out. She said, because you don't want to drop to that level, disrespect. Walk away. Let them have it. Don't let them have, like, let them have it. You know, give them a 1, 2, 3 punch. No, let them have that part of the conversation. She always taught us, don't drop down to the level of disrespect. If you can teach your children to respect, of course, respect God. I always say in my life, that's a given. And to respect others, to respect themselves. And what that means, you'll teach them. As a parent, you'll teach them that. Wow. The countdown. We want to move forward. Yeah, it's okay. Sometimes we have to stand still because there are things that we need to do. There may be some things that we need to learn. But we're going to wrap up and tidy up some loose ends, some unfinished projects. That's where I am. I have a lot of things that are coming up. But make that list, prioritize it, strategize it. In other words, how will you accomplish it? You know, after I prioritize my goals and things like that, I take each goal, and you don't have to do this, but this is something that I do. It's a way that I get things accomplished. And I write out the purpose of that goal and what will be the end result of that goal. And it helps me. And I try to read them as often as I can. And I close today's podcast by saying to you, I make known, says the Lord, the end from the beginning. And then he says, only I can tell you the future before it even happens, the countdown. And he says, I declare the end from the beginning. Whatever you may be stressing about, God has already declared the end from the beginning. Can you trust him? Can you believe him? Can you know that God loves you and that he's working everything out for your good? Don't you dare be dismayed. Trust God. He loves you. And I love you.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.